Hey, it's Greg Beck with Bite Size Wise. I hope you will forgive my absence over the last week or week and a half or so. I lost my voice completely, and according to my doctor, this is likely to be a result of having gotten the COVID-19 infection some time ago. He is calling it long COVID symptoms, so that intermittently I will just lose my voice from time to time, and I can be prepared for that. So in the meantime, back now, and I have been recently reading the Dhammapada, the teachings of the Buddha. These verses were collected by a student hundreds of years after the Buddha had lived, achieved enlightenment, and then passed away from the earthly mortal boundaries. And the way the verses have been collected and refined and edited over the centuries has left them in a very interesting state where a enormous amount of wisdom is packed into very, very small number of words. And then the more we read through the Dhammapada, and especially as I cover it in this podcast here and there, the more we read through the Dhammapada, we can see an incredible influence on a number of thought leaders we have been influenced by over the years, or a number of spiritual gurus and spiritual teachers and leaders over the centuries. And I'm not saying necessarily that other spiritual leaders like Muhammad or Jesus or Moses or anybody were influenced by the Buddha, but it is interesting to note that wisdom, when wisdom is found and wisdom is gathered and collected or noticed or spread to the world, it is often phrased in very similar ways, regardless of the culture from which it came. For example, verse 5 of the Dhammapada says, in the translation I'm using from Eknath Eswaran, says, for hatred can never put an end to hatred. Love alone can. This is an unalterable law. And that reminds me of when Dr. Martin Luther King said, an eye for an eye only leaves both people blind. And Dr. King continually preached the need for, at the very least, passive resistance, and at the very most, a love that elevates above hatred as the only real solution for hatred. Jesus is said to have preached on the Sermon on the Mount, you've heard it said, an eye for an eye, but I say, when someone strikes you, turn the other cheek. And the Greek words that were used to write down those passages carry the connotation that you don't turn the other cheek in a defiant way, daring someone to strike you again on the other, but that you turn the other cheek in a way that shows them you are rising above the anger or above the hatred. And it's to me, it's that wisdom that's encapsulated in all these different cultures and over the centuries, where love is the only thing that rises above and conquers and eventually puts an end to hatred. And the reason this verse is sticking with me so strongly right now is if we just look around our world, we've got the war between Russia and Ukraine, where Russia, I believe, has unjustly invaded Ukraine, and that is creating a humanitarian crisis. We've got what I consider to be an unjust war in Yemen, creating yet another humanitarian crisis. We have so much political and racial and other division within our own society right now here in the US that we are too easily swayed by anger and opinions. And if you're on social media and getting fed by the garbage that's on social media, and sound bites and 280 character hate messages, it reminds me of George Orwell's 1984, where in that dystopian society, they had a daily hate message where the government promoted hateful sayings against whoever the chosen enemy was at whatever the time was. And I think we've gotten to the point of having the daily hate, but I think we've gotten even worse because of the amplification of social media, so that we can have the daily hate or the hourly hate or the minute-by-minute hate and be fed by this constant stream of division and strife and hatred for other people, or based on skin tone, or based on the religion they've chosen, or based on how they identify themselves gender-wise, or based on who they love. And I think it's time for us to start loving each other so that we can eventually put an end to this hatred. And we've got to put an end to this, to the hate, because otherwise this world is going to collapse in on itself. And we are going to find ourselves in a really desperate situation, I fear. So I hope we can all begin to put into practice the ideas taught by the Buddha here, for hatred can never put an end to hatred. Love alone can. And I love the end of this verse. This is an unalterable law. After achieving enlightenment, the historic Buddha, Siddhartha, realized the truth of the idea that there is no changing this. Only love can rise above hatred. There's no changing that. It's a law, and the law cannot be changed or altered to suit our agenda, can't be changed or altered to suit whatever our purpose is in the moment, or our goals, or to take advantage of someone, or to create new division and strife. Only love can cure the hatred. Just being mad at somebody because they're mad at you only multiplies the anger. And again, going back to what Dr. King said, an eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. So there you have it, my friends. Thanks again for being patient with me while I regained my voice mostly. As you can hear, there's still a little bit of roughness going on with the voice, but hopefully that will be fixed over the next several days and over the next several episodes. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. If you are, please share with a friend. Click subscribe, and if you have 1 minute to spare, leave a rating and review on the podcast platform of your choice. And until next time, my friends, remember that somebody out there loves you for who you are and hopes together we can rise above the hatred. Bye for now.